Kitchen Age Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Good morning. This is Chris Evans with the Crittenden Press, and we have a great deal to get to this morning. So we're going to get underway immediately with the ferry. Cave and Rock Ferry service is idled. If you haven't heard, the service was suspended on Wednesday. Its last run was there around 10 p.m. on Tuesday, and it is now suspended until further notice because the two states, Illinois and Kentucky, and the Cave and Rock Ferry ownership have not been able to reach a contract, and that contract is renewed every 2 years. The Cave and Rock Ferry service has asked for a large increase, and it has not been met. The two states have come a little closer to what the ferry operator wants, but right now still at an impasse. Local leaders are encouraged. I have talked to Perry Newcomb, the county judge executive in Crittenden County, and he is hopeful that these negotiations will bear fruit very soon. I spoke with Lonnie Lewis, who owns the ferry, and he is said he was hurt that he can't keep this going, but that just financially it does not make sense for him unless the two states agree to his terms. We will keep you up to date on this breaking story and give you all the details of these negotiations as soon as we learn of them. So stay tuned to the Crittenden Press online media during the week and the newspaper every Wednesday. Now, some more breaking news in the area. Salem City Council this week passed a new tax on payroll inside the city. So if you work in the city, or if you are a contractor who does work in the city, you will have to pay a payroll tax starting in the fourth quarter of this year. So that will be October, November, and December. It will be collected, and then the employer or the contractor will have to make that payment to the city starting in January. We'll have more details on this in just a moment. We have a couple of officials from Salem who are going to be on for today's interview. We have Mayor Gary Dameron and City Councilman Daryl Chittenden, and that will be a little later in the program this morning. First, I want to turn our attention to Tulu and the fireworks coming up this weekend, but first, a message from our sponsor.
Crazy Train Fireworks is ready to help you celebrate America's 250th birthday. With stores in Marion, Morganfield, Providence, Benton, and Paducah, there's a Crazy Train's location close to you. Check out the Liberty Shell, designed especially for America's 250th. As always, there's a huge selection of big booms for adults and smaller, fun fireworks to entertain the kids. Check out Crazy Train's Facebook page or stop by the Marion location on Sturgis Road.
So if you want your own fireworks, you can go to Crazy Train and grab those. Or if you just want to have someone else take the responsibility of firing your 4th of July holiday fireworks, head on down to Tulu on Saturday. And hey, if you want to get a jump start, get down to Fredonia Friday, tomorrow night. They will be having their annual Thunder in the Valley And of course, they'll have some activities surrounding that before it gets dark, but everything will be at Buddy Rogers Park. And then on Saturday, same down in Tulu. It's an all-day event in Tulu. Get down there early because they'll have food vendors and games for the kids. They're going to have bouncy houses, wet and dry ones. Bring a towel, bring a chair. Enjoy the day. There will be plenty to eat and plenty to do and a whole lot of fellowship down at Tulu this weekend. And hey, if you're down at the lakes area, there will be plenty of fireworks as well. Friday night, July 3rd, there will be thunder over the valley at Eddy Bay. Light up the sky at Moore's Resort and Marina. That's over at Gilbertsville. And then Lake Barkley State Park near Cadiz. And then on Saturday, Calvert City will have its Ameribration celebration. So a lot of fireworks over the weekend. If you want your own, like I said, head on over to Crazy Train. We'll be right back after another word from one of our sponsors.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
And I mentioned a bit ago about being down around the lakes or even on the Ohio River. I have some news for you if you'll be out this weekend. Number one, if you are boating down around the Ohio River, the dock, that seasonal dock that Crittenden County puts in at Dam 50, also known as Riverview Park, is not in the water. Be aware before you head down there, you'll have to load your boat the old-fashioned way up on the bank. But that floating dock usually is in the water by now, but high water so far this season has prevented crews from putting that in. They hope to get it in within the next week or two. It was July 21st, I think, last year before they got it in, but that's not in the water. Now, if you're down around the lakes or even on the Ohio River as well, be on the lookout because the game wardens say they will be out in force this weekend. And, of course, Crittenden and Livingston County has a new game warden. Dakota Lamb grew up in Salem, and you probably remember, had an article on him a couple of weeks ago and had him on the program here. But he and his contemporaries will be out in force this weekend is what they tell me. So be safe down there. Don't do anything that might get yourself into trouble. Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a lunch and learn event, and that will be coming up Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, July 7th. This is an event that the Chamber is putting on for the community. This is not just for Chamber members. This is for everyone in the community. Chamber and non-Chamber members are more than welcome. You'll have to pay for your lunch, and it's a great opportunity to find ways to prevent yourself from being scammed or financially abused. You can get on the Chamber website to buy your tickets. Hey, congratulations to Dr. Jonathan Maddox, a family practice clinic, who was recently named a Fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. It's one of the organization's highest professional distinctions, and you read more about that in this week's Crittenden Press. We're going to take another short break and come back in just a moment and visit with the mayor of Salem, Kentucky, and one of the city council members.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Well, I have with me this morning a couple of the city council members down at Salem. We are actually recording this right after a meeting on Tuesday morning. And the Salem City Council has, on second reading, which is the final reading, passed an ordinance to create a 1% payroll tax. And I'll let these guys talk a little more about this in depth. And I have with me Mayor Gary Dameron, as well as City Councilman Daryl Chittenden. And they have some details. So we'll just start with the mayor. Just kind of give us the nuts and bolts, if you would, Mayor Dameron, on what the council just approved.
Well, and it's something that's been we've deliberated about for off and on for a good while, because, and the nexus of it is we know there are several major infrastructure needs and repairs that are going to have to be done in the near future. And I say near future, it could be 5 years, 10 years. That's in this day and time fairly near. And in order for us to be able to attack those, either with a co-payment from a grant or contribute to the cost of that, we have to start somewhere. And I've said it before, there's no fair tax, there's no fair fee, but in order for us to be able to financially cover this and keep our seniors and our the base of the city from bearing the cost of this through high water rates and sewer increases and so on and so forth, we took this action to basically create a nest egg where we're going to appropriate whatever revenues come for this. 60% of it will be designated to sewer, 30% to water, and 10% to general fund. Now, that may change if there's something catastrophic happens at the sewer plant in the meantime. But it's basically, and I don't want to disparage my neighbors in the cities that surround us, but we've seen what we have to do in order to be able to cover the cost of what's coming in the future. Mm-hmm. And just a brief overlay on that, we've already got a three-phase program for our main water supply lines. These were built back in the 1950s, early to mid-50s, and they're cast iron, and that's got about a 75-year lifespan, and it's quickly evaporating. Now, we've already done phase one, which basically came from our sewer plant up to our caution light. Our phase two will be kind of out towards Salem Food Mart, and then the final phase, when we get to that, we'll take it all the way rest out of town. Now, to give you an example of how escalating costs are hitting, when we the phase one, which we've almost got paid for, by the way, it was $1.3 million. At the rate that the way things cost, our next phase, I think it's going to push $2 million easy, and that's an estimate. I don't have an engineer's survey on that, but based on some other costs of some pump station repairs that's got to happen, we've seen they've went from anywhere from the last time we checked into it from 200,000 to over 800,000 per pump station. So there's a need. There is a need. It's not a we didn't do this frivolously to just but we've got to start building a nest egg to attack some of the things that we know are coming. Mm-hmm. And not be caught off guard by a catastrophic failure.
And just for information's sake, the city of Salem buys its water from Crittenden and Livingston.
Correct.
But you distribute it. You have your own lines and you distribute. You collect the fee for it and then pay the wholesale price to Crittenden and Livingston. But you have your own sewer plant.
Yes, we do.
And you collect and treat that. And it's becoming very costly. And you mentioned the neighbors, and I know you're referencing Marion and Salem. Both of them really have been in the news recently with some difficult situations.
Absolutely.
That they're trying to overcome. You're basically hedging against the future. And
well, we know everything has a lifespan. And the same way with our sewer plant, it was built in late 50s, early 60s, when they actually started the sewer system. And it's not in the water system, the main water lines, yes, that's a target. It's got to be. In the sewer plant, it's not the lines, because they were done with PVC, most of them. The majority of the sewer lines are okay. It's the actual plant itself. It's the deterioration. There's so much harsh chemicals it's a constant moving force down there, 24/7, 365, a lot of moving parts. And what we've run into even recently, because of the age of the whole unit itself, so many of the parts are getting to be obsolete. We're mm-hmm. having to have them specially made to repair what we're having right now. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, there's a lot of concrete down there. Time has taken its toll. Everything's got a lifespan, and mm-hmm. and I feel like in the next, like I say, next few years, 5 to 10, maybe, hopefully we get a little bit longer out of it. Mm-hmm. But we've got to prepare for it. That is mm-hmm. going to be a huge cost.
Now, you mentioned in the discussion during the meeting, there was some talk about maybe some negative comments about it, but generally a lot of positive comments as well. And I was interested in what Councilman Daryl Chittenden said, and I'll let him chime in here. Daryl, you said you were initially opposed to this and maybe still didn't particularly like it, but you voted for it. And the council voted unanimously for this today. In the meeting, and this sets a 1% tax. It'll go into effect the fourth quarter of this calendar year, so it'll be collected in January by the city, but folks will start paying that beginning in October. So, Daryl, just talk about your evolution in this vote.
Well, Chris, I think what it comes down to is, you know, on the surface, no one likes new taxes. We all know we're paying lots of taxes, and it just seems like, you know, that they get more and worse all the time. And so, you know, my initial thoughts, you know, were just, you know, this is not something we need. But then, you know, when you really get down and look at it and realize that our, you know, repairs of the kind of things that, you know, we've heard that a new pump station, Salem has 5 pump stations. We've been told that one pump station, the cost to replace it is going to be like $750,000 mm-hmm. to replace one of those stations. Mm-hmm. So we realize that even though we don't like paying more taxes or seeing new taxes created, we don't want to be in a position that we can't make the necessary repairs for the residents of Salem. I mean, on one hand, we don't want the new tax, but on the other hand, we don't want to be caught in a position where we can't serve the people that we were elected to serve.
Mm-hmm. And this new tax will affect payroll tax and any independent contractors. So if you're an independent contractor and you come into Salem, to do work, and that the person or business that is contracting you gives you a 1099, you will be responsible for paying this tax as well. Any other nuts and bolts on that, Mayor?
I think it's, like I say, it's preparing for the future, and it's a tough call. I echo with Daryl, and you know, nobody likes to do this. We were one of the last, and that's not a reason not the reason that we did it, but we were one of the last communities in West Kentucky with a viable infrastructure to enact an occupational tax. That's well documented, and we've already got some even in Livingston County that's already done it. And it's necessary, I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel it deep that in order for us to be able to cope with the future and the expenses of the future and what will come, we just can't be caught off guard. We're too small to incur a huge unexpected outlay.
Have you done a study to know, have an idea, I'm sure you have, how much revenue this will produce annually?
It's speculative. I exact number, I can do some, you know, more research and get some updated numbers for you.
130,000.
I think it was 115 to 130,000 per year. If that memory serves me correct, mm-hmm. I think that's pretty close. And quite honestly, that the bulk of that's probably going to come from the hospital employees. You know, mm-hmm. that The only good thing, it's not a good thing, but it's most of the people that were contribute to this, if they've worked in any other city, anywhere else, they've already done this, whether it's hospital staff, so on and so forth. So it's not, and most of those folks do not live in Salem. Mm-hmm. We try to keep away from raising water rates, sewer rates, because we're a senior community. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we dealt with.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you guys' time this morning. And
Chris, if I could add one other thing.
Absolutely.
One thing that I would like to stress is that I know there's apathy in government at all levels. I mean, you have an election, you're lucky to get 50% people mm-hmm. turn out. Mm-hmm. But it would really behoove the community and the citizens of Salem and all everywhere to really pay attention to what's going on. Attend a meeting when you can. We meet on the third Tuesday night, 5 p.m. at Deer Lakes Golf Course. But, you know, we encourage the community to be aware and have an input and involvement. And
just to be clear, people don't have to swing a club to come to this.
They do
they're,
not.
They're not
no,
playing golf.
No, we're not
There's
playing
a meeting
golf.
Room.
There's a meeting room. There's a meeting room, and we encourage people to participate.
And become educated on what we're dealing with. I mean, I'll do a quick praise because we've agreed, we disagreed, but I can promise you this group that I'm honored to be associated with, they love this community, they love this mm-hmm. town. And tough decisions sometimes have to be made. Mm-hmm. And I respect each and every one of them for whether they agree with me or don't. We're a small town, and we have to pull together and make it work. And so I just wanted to give that shout out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else, guys?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate your time.
And that's going to wrap up this morning's program. Thanks for joining in. You can catch us again on Monday morning. Again, this has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.